The indexation system produces two different indexes, Greek and Arabic, which can be queried using the Arabic term as a search key, with the production of the results in the form of Arabic-Greek pericopes or of the Greek term, producing the Greek-Arabic pericopes, in which both Arabic and Greek forms are attested. But in this slide you can see that the scholar disposes of a robust, formal, flexible and expressive tool designed to analyze the text and to query the electronic pericope using Boolean expression. When querying the system, the user can see the pericope attesting the requested form in Greek or a possible translation in Arabic. What follows is the possibility of performing a contrastive and detailed analysis of the lexicon, displaying the different translation according to the grade of emphasis given by the translator. You can see that there are entelecha, which appear in the first pericope and in the last one in the Arabic text, but in the other two pericopes the term entelechia has not been translated with the corresponding Arab word. It has been explained in different way. This parallelism, I think, it is very useful for you and for people who is working on lexicon and design the lexicon. I hope so. The users are able to include their personal notes and or comments on the results produced by the system. And these different notes are stored in the database and can be navigated, browsed, even connected to the word to which they refer. I think that what has been shown so far could demonstrate the importance of this procedure, where we can see how the Arabic text has expanded part of the original Greek work with autonomous insertion, and where the contexts are provided so that the underlying reasons can be understood. Now we would like to move to the second part of this presentation, which is dealing with the more textual criticism-oriented component. The main functions of the computational philology system are shown in this slide, simulating a page of the graphical interface. In particular, variants can be easily found comparing the text of the document considered as the base of collation. It is not easy to find here that is written root zero. So we have here the text as this is a transcription, not an image, and this is an image, digital image of the text. And it is quite easy to find this part of the transcription collate with this image in which there is an omission. This information is stored in the witness one, in the critical apparatus, and we have two different information. As far as the base of collation, we have here VOOD zero, it is written here, the term which have been selected by the scholar, and the position of the word within the page, within the line, as a reference indication. This is obviously written in the database automatically when you select this part of the text. And in this other part, you can use a frame tool here, and that these information are represented by the parameters of the digital information, are the pixel, the coordinates of the pixel in which this omission is present in the manuscript. These you can continue in evaluating the differences between a second witness or a third witness and so on, and each information is stored in the critical apparatus. And you can produce, obviously, the indexes not only of the translation, but also of all the word, of all the piece of text inserted in the critical apparatus for the field referring to the witness who transmitted these variants or mistakes. The fact to have at disposition the information related to the box in the digital image has not to be underestimated for me. Because we think that it is extremely useful because the system has available all the necessary information to display the graphical concordances of a specific variant form. Such a result could lead to rethinking and to suggest alternative readings, especially in the case of words which are poorly attested or term for which the copies or the translator has expressed some type of doubt. So it is easy to find all the graphical representation of a word in the collected manuscript so that you can see if your interpretation, your transcription have been done correctly or not, or you can modify your interpretation and transcription. A field is made available to the philologists who can add a comment at the level of the single variant. It is possible for each variant to say one personal opinion. Finally, I would like to present a particular type of annotation, the semantic ontological annotation that the system allows to perform on text, on images. This part is very controversial because you can understand what are the difficulties to explain to Christina this aspect of the project. But I think that I can try again because in my opinion this could be useful. I am not sure, but this could be useful. And we tested that this usability really functions for the, I know it is a different thing, but for the manuscript by the Saussure, it is very interesting because you can find elements in the text which are dealing with different logic or conceptually of conceptual elements in the same way. You can connect many different parts who are speaking on the same item. An ontological system, these two words for this very crucial part, is based on content classification according to a predefined logical conceptual order which is shared by the community of the scholar involved. It's not a question of the computer. Obviously, this ontological schema is a debate between the designer, the computer science designer, and the philologist or philosopher. The need has strongly emerged, as I told before, within the framework of the electronic edition of Ferdinand de Saussure manuscript. As an example, I would like to show the image of a manuscript of Madrasa I Sipahsalar. I hope to have pronounced this. Okay? This slide allows me to briefly outline and clarify which needs are emerging in terms of organization of the textual material and which solution we can offer with our application. The study of the documents by the scholars and the proposal made by the information system designers to organize such documents according to a logical scheme have made it possible to proceed gradually. The scheme, originally empty, becomes even more rich with explicit classes, subclasses, and relation between classes and subclasses, organizing the conceptual elements in a hierarchical net-like structure, at the top of which the more generic and omnicomprehensive class is placed. Therefore, the indexation procedure, what is the aim of these activities? Is that the indexation procedures are much more expressive and flexible, as they can produce results which are not only consistent with the restriction defined by the researcher, but also derived from the activities of reasoning. This is a technical term, which is typical of the ontological systems. So it means that I can retrieve and can navigate within the text, not only querying for a string of character, or for one word form, or for a lemma, if I ever realize the lemmatization and morphological analysis of the text. But I can enter, if I have already prepared a ontological schema of the text, we can query for a logic element which allow me to browse all the part of the text which are discussing these conceptual elements. It should also be pointed out that it is often essential to comparatively consult those parts of the documents which are dealing with the same or with very similar and conceptually connected subjects. In this respect, no data cataloging system would make it possible a conceptually oriented navigation of textual material. Annotation can be organized at different levels. First, technical, structural. Two, content, I mean retranscribed clearly in Arabic. Three, literal translation. Four, external intervention. And this figure highlights the portion of text containing the technical annotation in black, here, the transcription in red, the translation in blue, and the free comments made available by the scholar in green. Obviously, these annotations are not the same that the annotation I explained before, because we are in the part of the application who is treating images. But don't forget that this annotation could be even linked to the other, which are concerned to the text. And in this annotation is relative to the rotated word in red. Conclusion. We are on time. In order to develop a complex system like the one described above, it was necessary to distribute the different tasks. The Institute for Computational Linguistics in Pisa, General Technological Coordinator of the project, has made available the components of indexation and concordances, the data structure of the critical apparatus, and the morphological analysis and the formalized description of the entries following the conceptual lexicon theory. This theory has been produced some years ago in the United States by Pustejowski. The Fondazione Rinascimento Digitale in Florence is responsible for the ambience design relative to the presentation of data on the web and management of the ontological component. Important positive results have been already achieved thanks to some projects that have considered this application very innovative and useful, and these project I have mentioned at the beginning of my lecture. I hope, obviously, that the people involved in the project, in the ERC project, can approve this line, because I discussed many things of these activities with Christina, which is the chief of the project. But in my opinion, this very strict cooperation between a traditional scholar who use paper, he used the Macintosh only for editing his text, could be considered important also by another point of view. I think that we can use these activities to create a link between the word which Christina would like to annotate, to study, and to describe, with the same work, Greek or Arab, which have been at disposal in the dictionary produced in Bochum. I mean that we can prepare a bridge, and this term is available in the title of the project. So we have to create a bridge, because I don't think that it is useful to spend money to do something alone, disconnected by others. So probably in the future we can modify something, but we have to use a standard which are available for the internet activities, and considered that we are only developing system in open source. We don't use copyrighted programs, copyrighted tools, because I would like that I don't pay for developing this system, and I don't want that people using this system has to pay something to third parties. So this is our philosophy, and you can see that in the last slide we take for you a lot of people. I mentioned only people who is working in Pisa: Angelo Mario Del Grosso, Emiliano Giovannetti, Hua Fanali, Eugenio Picchi, Silvia Piccini, and Hilda Ruimi. So I think that this is the effort we can say and we can give to you and to the community of your scholars. Thank you.